Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from a beautiful day in Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity, LER Magazine, and their sidekick MVP Parent Magazine, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, and Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. We initially had a great doubleheader plan today. Timmer Halligan, a longtime associate, great tennis coach, at the last minute not able to join us, a storm on the East Coast, problems in his new club, the new building. So what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about some key aspects, important points in the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents. And then we're going to be joined by Jake Irion. Jake is the co-founder with his wife, Tina, of Body Rock. It's a Pilates-based exercise and fitness system. They've got 15 locations nationally, and then we'll jump in with the sports doctors in. So, again, Timmer, we miss you, but we'll have you back. Timmer, of course, is a coach of so many junior national champions in the world of tennis. He also is a contributor to the book I'm going to be talking about now, which is the hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and the essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, we've talked before on the Sports Doctor about the challenge, which is if anything is exploding all over the COVID, and whether kids are in school, whether sports are being played, what kind of safety is being paid attention to. Tremendous amount of swirling information. This is why we always tell sports parents, athletes themselves, coaches, be educated and be aware of what these rules and situations are. Again, in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, probably again today, and it is of course on Amazon, it's more pertinent than ever, as we're in the middle of, again, trying to come back safely in so many different ways. And I really want to touch on some of the important points in my segment of the book, which was the Sports Doctor's End. Some bullet points and some discussions of some of these points. And one of the first ones is keeping your child safe. What you need to know about preventing injuries. And I think we tell parents all the time, if your son or daughter, regardless of their sport or level or age, has a history, joint problems, lower extremity kinds of problems, could be upper extremity and shoulder problems, you want to be aware of that. And you want to be aware because you don't want to be jumping into overuse, which is the main reason I co-authored the book with Sharkey Zartman, Hall of Fame volleyball player, was the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. Call it the terrible twos. Too much, too soon, too aggressive. So parents need to be aware, again, of any type of history. If there is one, then you want to pay big attention to prehabilitation and trying to do the best you can to prevent problems. You want to make sure whatever league, whatever level your son or daughter is in, that safety and information is foremost in that organization's criteria. Some of the great organizations that we have on the Sports Doctor all the time and colleagues of ours, whether it's Ian Goldberg and iSport 360, whether it's Gene Aaron and the National Alliance of Youth Sports, whether it's Gordon McClelland of Working with Parents in Sports, the education and the importance of child safety, preventing of injuries is a big topic. One of the other major chapters that we've had so much discussion with is a big topic on the sports doctor, regardless of youth sports. But in this instance, it's the challenge of drugs and youth sports. And when we start dealing with persistent injury problems, and we start dealing with that sore shoulder or the pitcher's elbow or the foot-ankle persistent problem with the shin splints, whatever it happens to be, and trying to push through it, and the pressures of youth sports, which is such a big part of the whole ideas behind hashtag sports parents, then you want to understand that so many young athletes are living on, depending on, over-the-counter pain medicine to stay in the game. And I tell parents one of the main rules, I don't care who your kid is, what their level is, not that we don't make compromises when we're talking about very, very serious youth sports, and even that's a concern, which is, again, relying on or taking medication. So I tell parents all the time, rule number one, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to continue to participate, you're over the line. You're over the line. You need to be paying attention to intelligent rest. Let's back off. Let's pay big attention to rest and recovery. And the reality is that we're way overhead. You know, our society, we just publicize. We're one of only two countries in the world that even allow advertising of prescription drugs and pain meds and everything else on television. And you'd be surprised how many adolescent athletes, I need a couple of Advil twice a day, I'm taking two aspirin, I'm living on Tylenol, et cetera. And one of the reasons I'm excited about the world of CBD is the fact that here we have natural ingredients, no side effects, not drugs. Same job, reduce overuse, reduce inflammation. So it's a big, big topic. One of the reasons that the sports doctor renamed performance-enhancing drugs, PEDs, quotes, he renamed them performance-surviving drugs. And my point was, and I was talking about this 15 years ago, yes, there are cheaters, and there always will be cheaters at the highest level and at various levels, but so much of drugs in sports is surviving, is trying to play hurt, is trying to get back too soon, et cetera, et cetera. And with all of the incredible information in the world of youth sports and sports medicine, this is still a big challenge. You know, a big topic, bullet point, choosing the best shoes for your young athlete. You can, a couple of bullet points here. Number one, you want to make sure your son or daughter is in a shoe designed for the sport they're playing. Number one. Number two, you want to make sure they're fit properly. Half the time we see even children are not fit properly. So you want to pay attention that they're fit properly. Big point, if your son or daughter has foot problems or knee trouble, ankle problems that have gone and off or persistent, then you want to go a step further when you're paying attention to the shoes. You want to include podiatry, and you want to pay attention to even more specifics regarding what type of shoe, what brand of shoe, and then the big role of one of the things that we're going to talk about next, which is foot mechanics and orthotics. So we want to make sure that that young boy or girl is in the best shoe for their particular foot type. Do they have high arches? Are they flat-footed? Again, what's the particular sport that they're involved in? How early are they in cleats? One of the biggest problems we see in growing boys and girls, these heel problems, inflammation of the large growth center on the back of the heel, sometimes termed Sievers syndrome, is aggravated with cleats and spikes. So if we have, and again, in soccer, you have 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds already in cleats. So we tell parents all the time, if your son or daughter is complaining, has had a history of heel problems, get in a multi-purpose shoe that doesn't have those nubs of cleats underneath the heel. And by the way, the growth center under the big toe is also susceptible, and the cleats underneath the big toe also can be a concern. But make sure they are fit properly, and don't look for hand-me-down shoes by their older brother or sister. Never a good idea. You know, on the foot doctor, how much attention we pay to foot mechanics and orthotics. This is, again, what we're talking about, even related to shoes. You know, the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone, is such a big deal in sports medicine and the area of wellness and fitness. The idea that the foot and ankle are the first major shock absorbers, if they have faulting positioning, which is common, think pronated or flat type feet, then the whole shock absorbing mechanism is affected. Balance and stability. One of the biggest reasons we pay big attention, again, to what's the best shoe for your senior, or the role of orthotics, which are designed when done custom to put the foot and lower ankle and leg in their best functioning position. Again, like I've said so many times on the Sports Doctor, for four decades I've been putting orthotics and figure skates when we're talking alignment and positioning. So the fact that the foot is an intricate mechanism and affects all areas above is one of the biggest reasons that we talk all the time about if you've got persistent or your son or daughter has persistent low extremity problems, their back, their hips, their knees, pay attention to foot mechanics. Half the females and girls I've seen in four decades, give or take a few weeks, in all skating and skiing and running and soccer, half these girls have been knee trouble, knee problems, shin splints. And we're looking at orthotics and foot mechanics as a big part of the remedy. So pay attention. Big chapter, the prodigy sports. Again, we talk about it all the time on the Sports Doctor. Yes, we want your son or daughter to play all different sports. We want them to use and grow up using different parts of the body. This is ideal. This is also the best we've got to prevent these repetitive motion overuse injuries. That's great unless your son or daughter's a figure skater or a ballet dancer or today tennis or soccer player, where that's what they want to do, no matter what you tell them. And these, again, are particular situations where we pay big attention to the kind of strengthening and training that it takes to try to stay out of trouble. Not that it's any more important, but it's something, again, think of the tennis player who's swinging the racket 5,000 times a week the same direction, and the kind of training they need is to work those opposites and all areas of the body in order to try to stay out of trouble, just as an example. You know, universal exercises for all sports. I pay big attention. We talk a lot on the Sports Doctor about, again, the foot and ankle. Strengthen your feet and ankles is number one. Rubber bands are a great way to do it. Whether you're the best athlete in the world or a grandma, rubber bands and strengthening the feet and ankles is helpful. Balance, stability, highest end of the equation, power, explosiveness, stability. So we want to work those feet and ankles. And the second aspect, as the universal exercise for all sports, regardless of the kid's age or sport, is work balance. Work on stability. Include balance exercises, tilt boards. I still have slides of John McEnroe balancing on the mini trampoline right next to Walter Payton. Bob Guida was, again, working on instability and strengthening stability. There's an endless array of balance-type exercises, starting with standing on one foot. It's one of the things that my mentor, Bob Guida, used to do with the best athletes in the world or their grandmothers. He wanted to see you balance on one foot and do a partial squat to see how stable you were. So working balance and creating instability lights up every stabilizer and muscle support system we have throughout our core, our hips, our butts, our feet and ankles, And these are the things, again, whether your son or daughter is a young figure skater, whether you're talking about you, who you're a runner or a jogger, whether you're talking about that young soccer or tennis player who's really pounding, then we want to understand that these two exercises should be included in almost all areas. I don't know if in this segment we're going to have a chance to talk. Maybe we'll talk next time around about one of the other key points, which we will talk about the whole area of concussions. We have different expertise. Again, I have just 8 different experts that participate in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, from nutrition to physical training to mental training to parenting to coaching. So these experts give their 2 cents or more regarding the whole area of youth sports safety, youth sports performance. So check it out, hashtag Hey Sports Parents on Amazon. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Live from Chicago, it's Dr. Bob Weil and the Sports Doctor. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years, listen to whatever you would like. People, experts from all over the world. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of different information. A lot of our followers. I want to welcome Jake Iron. He's joining us. Jake is the co-founder with his wife, Tina, of Body Rock. You know, it's a Pilates-based exercise and fitness facilities with 15 locations. Hey, Jake, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, give us some background, Jake, on you and Body Rock.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do so. I wasn't born thinking that I wanted to own a Pilates or even fitness concept. It was something that I sort of, or my wife walked me into. We were living in Southern California at the time. And, I grew up playing a lot of sports. I played football. I played basketball. I skied, played tennis, golf. So I was a super active individual as a child and into my later years. But I had experienced some injuries, and primarily with my lower back. I had some skiing accidents and things of that nature that sort of limited my ability to continue to participate in many of the sports that I had grown up playing, such as basketball. So my wife, we were living in Southern California, started taking me to, you know, at the time I thought they were non-traditional forms of exercise, which would be yoga, Pilates, etc. And, you know, for the first couple times, she had to drag me out of the car to go in. I thought it was going to be a room full of women, right? Which isn't always the worst thing, Dr. Bob. But
I hear you. But, you know, Jake, it's like I told you, before, some of the greatest figure skaters that I've seen over the decades, some of the dancers and many athletes in all different sports have included Pilates, you know, the famous exercise concepts with all their different methodologies. Yet again, for people who grew up playing different sports, well, you were probably interested in how much you could bench press and how much you could squat with, when all of a sudden, you know, you started taking a look at something like that, and it was probably a tough sell for you. Like you said, you saw all the women in the class.
Yeah, well, and, you know, whether it was Pilates or yoga, you know, I think one of the first yoga classes I went to, I rolled my mat out. This was the first one I went to by myself, okay? So my wife would go run around and have to work, and I would, you know, I got to like this stuff enough that I would go sneak to classes on my own while she was out working, right? But I knew it was a great, you know, all of these other forms of workouts, whether it was Pilates or yoga, were awesome. When I rolled out my mat one day, and the guy that put his mat right next to me in the yoga class was Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors. So, you know, it was kind of at that point where in my mind I transitioned to thinking about, you know, how I work out and how I take care of my body differently than I had for the previous, you know, at this point in my life, I was about 30 years old, 29 years old, for the previous 29 years. And you know, I made an immediate change. I went home. I called the gym that I had been going to for the last 6 years, you know, every morning at 6 o'clock, and I put my gym membership on hold. And I made a commitment to try other forms of workouts that would be maybe less impactful and more therapeutic, but also still challenging me in a lot of different ways. So that was kind of my transition from, you know, being a gym rat to exploring other forms of workouts.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We talk about it a lot on the Sports Doctor, which is the mind-body connection. You know, yoga's been around for 100 million years and was as popular with the Kareem Abdul-Jabbars and some of the best athletes in the world, as all sorts of gurus. And the whole idea of the, again, mind-body connection has become very, very popular. People accepting all sorts of holistic additions to what, you know, we used to define fitness as. So is this what went into the ingredient. Tell us about the ingredients of Body Rock.
Yeah, so, well, you know, when I think about Pilates and when you think about yoga, sometimes you think of, you know, there's various different forms, right? And many of the forms, to your point, are very therapeutic and recovery based. You know, again, I was still 29 years old, and I still wanted to get a really good workout, and I still wanted to go challenge myself. So I tended to lean towards taking, you know, more challenging classes. And, you know, what we found was, you know, Pilates by nature had been sort of therapeutic, and probably one of was one of the least updated forms of traditional workouts that had been around for 100 plus years, developed by Joseph Pilates in the early 1900s. The reformer that they used had changed very little, and the techniques had changed very little. So, you know, I found myself searching for something a little bit more and a little more challenging. And we came across a few businesses that were doing something like this. And, you know, my wife and I kind of spent some long nights at home thinking, you know, we could do this, but we want to put our own twist on it. And that was sort of was the beginning of Body Rock right there. We decided to go out and kind of develop our own method. Yeah.
What's the website people could find out about where you are, you know, locations and stuff? What's the site?
Bodyrock.com, but it's BODYROK, like a no C, .com, bodyrock.com. We've got stores all over California. We've got location in Chicago and Manhattan, and even one in Montana. So if you're out there fly fishing, you can go take a class.
Really? You know, the whole idea of effective areas of exercise is something that, you know, very exciting to lots of different people when they're looking for. Again, Pilates has been something that's been included. I could show you some videos of my silver medalist, Jessica Cadelang. I told you about her. All the different Pilates, you know, they're doing triple jumps and she's flying through the air. And, you know, the ability, you know, Pilates, moving through rubber bands and other kinds of resistance. Did you guys play around with the reformer also, Jake?
Yeah, so we completely redesigned the Pilates reformer. So we took 2 years to build our proprietary reformer, which we now use as the basis for our workout in all of our locations. It's very similar to a traditional reformer in a lot of ways, Dr. Bob. However, ours is made of extruded aluminum. You know, the thing will never rust. It's meant to be abused. In most of our studios, you know, pre-COVID, you know, we had 13 to 15 classes a day with 12 to 13 to 14 to 15 people in each and every class. Our classes are 40 to 50 minutes long, and they're guided by an instructor that takes you through a sequence and series of movements that are designed to work your core, your lower body, your upper body, and also, as you pointed out, sort of give you a release from the day-to-day mental side of things. So that's the reformer is a big part of what we've done and created.
Yes, and the whole world of Pilates has always included emphasis on foot-ankle strength and lower leg strength and range of motion. And again, I don't care what your sport is or what your level is, like we talk an awful lot on the Sports Doctor, which is the importance of including foot-ankle strengthening and being able to work. And again, you're talking about non-pounding. You know, sometimes we see in the world of overuse, it's a real concern regarding anybody's particular exercise when we start running into too many problems. What are the age groups that are as part of your programs?
You know, we've got a little bit of everything. I would say our core demographic, if you were, you know, looking at my business from the outside in, is probably age 26 to 45. But some of my strongest clients are in their, you know, late 60s. And I've watched this workout change people's lives that are in their 60s. You know, it just the progression that they had from day one, starting in our studio to, you know, 2 or 3 months in, and I don't care what market you're in, whether you're in Billings, Montana, or San Diego, California, or San Francisco, California, I've seen it happen. On the lower end, you know, kids 18 and under, you know, typically we'd like them to come in with their parent at least, but it's really a wide range. because again, it's a low impact workout. You know, we create a semi high intensity version of it, but we also were able to modify all of the sequences and exercises for all fitness levels by, you know, whether it be adjusting the range of motion ever so slightly, adjusting the tension on the springs ever so slightly. There's all sorts of minor adjustments that we can make during a session with an individual so that they can meet their fitness needs,
yes,
not the fitness needs of the entire class. So it's very personalized and something that we work very hard on.
Yes, you know, the world of youth sports, we were talking about growing kids, is another area that has benefited greatly young dancers, young figure skaters, by including Pilates as part of what they were doing. Again, they weren't pounding, they weren't running, yet they were working all of these different ranges of motion in order to be as stable as possible. And again, I think that that's one of the things I've always liked about various athletes, including some of those types of programs, which included Pilates-like range of motion exercise, to really pay attention, you know, to those factors. And, you know, Jake, it's a big deal when people are staying fit. If they're paying attention to their health, they're doing the best they can to get their immune system as strong as possible with the whole COVID world. And that's something that we definitely want to talk to. That's been a tremendous challenge in the whole, the gyms, all of those worlds. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, COVID flipped our business upside down overnight. You know, we've been closed. We were able to open our facilities at varying times. You know, we finally have 90% of our clubs across the country open. But for the most part, most of our clubs were shut down for about 7 months. And I think you're right, Dr. Bob. One thing that we've tried to do is work with local governments and health departments to make fitness an essential service. I mean, I think what people get out of taking a few minutes a day to spend focusing
the
on their health and wellness,
yeah,
it's incredibly important. And I think it's going to, you know, create an environment.
We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk more about that whole COVID-related exercise, talk more about Body Rock, talking with Jake Iron. He's one of the co-founders. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. Be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're coming on the end of that commercial, Global Schoolwear. My son Adam is a friend of Jake's. Hey Adam. Talking with Jake Iron. Again, we're talking Body Rock, Pilates-oriented exercise systems, 15 locations, and growing. And we were just talking about all of the COVID challenges and the reality of how important fitness is for us to have our best chances. So I wanted you to talk a little bit more about how your members and how the community cooperation seems to be happening in the world of gyms.
Yeah, Dr. Bob. So as we were talking before the commercial break there, COVID has really flipped the gym industry and the fitness industry upside down. And you also pointed out that people's health and wellness, you know, has been at jeopardy. You know, people have been inside and unable to, you know, reach out and participate with their local, you know, clubs and facilities. And it's more than just getting a workout. It's also that camaraderie, right, with you know, your fellow people and within all of these clubs. And a lot of us have formed relationships with those people. So,
oh, it's a mental game. You know, the mental game, we talk so much about the mental game on the Sports Dr. Jake. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the coach, whether you're the parents, or whether you're trying to come back from injury, you're trying to stick with your exercise program. So this has tested all of us to our knees. And there is nobody that's not affected by this. Again, whether you're a parent of young children, are they in school? Aren't they in school? Are they going back to sports? Aren't they? And the mental relief of stress, you know, it's hard to be aggravated when you're exercising. So on the Sports Doc, we talk about it all the time. You know, you be safe. I'm sure your facilities are paying tremendous attention to safety, right, Jake?
Absolutely. And you know, I think you've touched on something that's important. You know, there's no better place than to be going to get a workout and then your local gym. You know, we're the one industry, Dr. Bob, where we know every single person that comes in and out of our clubs. So from a contact tracing standpoint, we're able to really monitor people's health and well-being in the unlikely or hopefully rare occasion that someone comes down with a COVID and it actually walks into one of our facilities. We're able to notify people. You know,
Everybody's in the same boat. That's one of the monsters of the COVID-19 is that 40% of the population that has the virus is not symptomatic. And it becomes an incredible mystery regarding who does it, who doesn't. But the gym facility and some of the hospital-based facilities like my Edwards Health and Fitness pay tremendous attention to sterility and that your members are very aware of their own responsibility when they're in the gym. True?
Absolutely. And we've taken a step further. We've worked with different fitness alliances across the country to come up with a general protocol that all clubs have to follow.
Great idea.
To cleaning products, down to ventilation systems, down to, you know, obviously the ones that we all know about, social distancing, masks being required, and I could go on and on and on. But what we've tried to do is create a profile that all clubs nationwide have to follow so that everyone can feel comfortable, whether you're walking into Bob's gym, Dr. Bob's gym, or Body Rock, that we're following the same procedures. And in doing so, what we've wanted to do is try to make fitness an essential service for the United States. So that's something that we're working on right now.
Essential service is a great term. That you got to put quotes around that, essential service. You know, my very good friend, Denise Provenzano with Hosanna, the salon world, and their challenge also with the sterility. Some of the safest places to go are these industries that have been paying such tremendous attention, and it becomes a real challenge for people to be aware and understand that there's tremendous attention being paid to safety. But the exercising person, both mentally and physically, has a much stronger chance of their immune system fighting off any of these viruses, including COVID, if you're staying in shape and you're paying attention. So the big point is that you sure don't want to neglect that. And that doesn't count the mental anguish, like you just talked about, that people miss. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And you know, we haven't even tapped into heart disease, cholesterol, and all of the other things that we're seeing spike in this country, alcoholism, drug use, everything else that we're seeing spike in this country as a result of people being unable to access their gyms. So, you know, you start to wonder at what point, you know, we've got a diminishing return keeping these facilities closed when most of the operators are capable of creating one of the safest environments for people to come into. And with that said, Dr. Bob, don't think that it's business as usual. You know, we've all had to limit cardiovascular and other types of workouts in our spaces
yes.
so that we could
there ain't no there ain't no business as usual, Jake. No matter what you do and no matter where you are, this is what it is. This is on the Sports Doctor for 8 months. We've talked about what I consider mentally one of society's greatest challenges. I don't care what you do or who you are, and that's how are we going to handle this quote-unquote new normal, regardless of what you happen to be doing. And it's been semi-mayhem as we've gone along, and we just have to stay as educated, you know, as we can and understand. You know, for 25 years, Jake, I'm screaming about childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor. Give it take a few weeks, 26 years. And the point is we're still treading water. The adult population is obese as they've ever been, and so is the child population. So again, the role of various kinds of exercise makes, you know, so much sense. What states are you in?
California, Montana, and New York.
Okay, so you're in New York, and you guys right now are for the most part, like you said, just getting reopening with this ping-ponging of the society with what's happening with that.
Yeah, so I mean, we're kind of all over the place. Southern California, we've got a couple stores. Those stores were able to open up. They've been operating. They were operating at limited capacity, so 10%, and they saw a spike in cases in Southern California. Subsequently, they shut down gyms and restaurants, but they allowed hair salons and nail spas to stay open. You know, so it's just kind of one of those things where we're left scratching our head thinking, what's more important to people these days, getting their nails and hair done or having a space to go work out in? And I think we're going to be looking back at this, you know, several years down the road, and there's going to be a lot of research that's done around, you know, people's well-being and health and how it's changed during the last 8 to 9 months. And I think, you know, when we look at heart disease and things like that, it's going to be a real problem.
No, there's no doubt about it. That's why we continue to pay attention. We continue to have guests on like Jake, where we're talking about Body Rock, those facilities. Jake Iron, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And hold on, Jake. We will be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctor's new segment. Yeah, hold on, Jake. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor's In segment.
of The Sports Doctor, where we review, preview a couple of weeks of upcoming guests and shows. We answer some emails. A lot of times we'll answer some questions and things related to the book, hashtag A Sports Parents. I might talk about the expertise that we included in the book this time. Great shows coming up. Next week, one of our favorite guests, Teresa Power. She's the creator of the National and International Kids Yoga Day. She is an author, speaker. Mary Leonard has been the president of the U.S. Athletic Training Center in New York for over 20 years. She's an ex-dancer, personal trainer. The following week, the running doctor, podiatrist Dr. Robert Weiss, will be joining us. And then on the show with him, Janice Meredith. Janice was a contributor to the book, hashtag A Sports Parents. At that time, she was talking specifically about sports parenting, tennis, her world. And she's really expanded her stuff to include the whole world of parents and kids. Great stuff. Where's the emails? Again, if you email me, drrweil@yahoo.com. drrweil@yahoo.com. Don says, how safe are cortisone injections? You know, Don, cortisone injections are extremely safe. They've been around for decades. Their job is to dramatically reduce inflammation, soreness in an affected tendon area, tendon attachment, muscle area, ligament, and can be very, very helpful right away. Problem is, if cortisone injections are overused and over the years, this was one of the greatest weapons in professional sports. Football is an example. There were ball players that had 15, 20, 30 more injections in a knee or an area over a few years. And the area basically wore away, the detrimental effect of cortisone repetitively. So in this day and age, we might do no more than 3 cortisone injections for a specific area in a year. But very valuable, very safe. I've seen very few complications regarding the use of cortisone. So you want to make sure that it's not necessarily the first thing we jump on. Often conservative non-injection care might be the case, exercise, physical therapy, taping, etc. Arlene says, my 11-year-old daughter is a ballet dancer. You know, you're right out of your chapter, Prodigy Sports. You're right, Arlene. You know, is she on point safely? You know, Arlene, it's a good question. An 11-year-old, probably early. When we have a very talented kid that age, everything gets rushed, even under the best of thoughts and preventions, etc. Whether it's the young 11-year-old who's starting to do triple jumps and figure skating, we're going, sheesh, it's a lot, or the point with a growth still happening in joints. So we would want to be very specific to see what the growth center type. 11 years old, sometimes we might see growth centers, or if she's close to 12, might be closer to being cold. As a general rule, we want the growth centers. That young girl, 13 years old and up, the boy, 15 and up, maybe before, if we were talking about the world of dance, the world of ballet, and, you know, point being so incredibly stressful for the big toe. And, you know, these kids could do it very, very early. The question we have here is, how safe is it? And the answer is, pay individual attention, strengthening of those areas, doing the best we can with the ballet slipper, taking a look. How much time are we talking here? Very, very important. Dave says, is less better with running shoes? You know, Dave, you know, for about the past 10 years, it's been a big question, maybe longer. For decades, running shoes were, for the most part, heel, strike-related, stability, motion control-related shoes, which I think did a great job for the most part.
as over the past decade or two, there's been a lot of hoopla of from barefoot running to the running shoe getting in the way of proper mechanics and or susceptibility to injury, et cetera. And with a lot of emphasis towards lighter is better, let's get much, much less stability and structure to that shoe, let your feet naturally work, et cetera, et cetera. And as a general rule, it's not a good one, Dave. I've had much, much more success with standard running shoes. Now, the style of the shoe, the brand of the shoe, the mechanics of the shoe depends on you. Depends on that individual. What's their foot mechanics like? You know, there's a lot of great brands. I tell people, stick with a name brand. After that, we start getting specific. At the very least, Dave, I don't care what you're in, make sure you fit properly. It's a big topic on the Sports Doctor. 50% of us, even athletes, are not fit properly, usually with, but we're not fit properly. So you want to make sure that's the case. Now, here's a couple of points. I have a great article on my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to newspaper articles, I talk about this specifically. Again, if you go to radio shows, you can go back a decade, hundreds of shows, who knows how many experts in an endless array of topics. Take a look, sportsdoctorradio.com. Follow me on Twitter. We have great information, sports, medicine, fitness, wellness, as well as others. With over 30,000 followers at Sports Doc, D-O-C Radio. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn. So I want to thank everybody as always. Again, be safe, stay informed. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.